Now, reducing air passenger duty would fly in the face of the government's commitment to climate change, is the message from the Green Party NI, and comes as scrapping the tax for domestic flights was proposed as a way of possibly saving the troubled airline Flybe. Ryanair in the past has pulled some flights from Northern Ireland because they say it's just too expensive and it is squeezing their margins. Here is Graham Keady from Belfast International Airport.
It's the most regressive tax there is. Fundamentally, it's £13 on every journey departing from Northern Ireland, and in case of domestics, £13 on every arrival. So £26 on domestics, and I think this is what the government has, or it seems they're talking about. So a passenger duty for us is crucial as a business, but also as an economy, because we're an island off a continent. We have, well, take Ryanair, for example. Their average profit per passenger is €10. In Northern Ireland, they have to pay £13 straight away before they even start taking a penny. So it does have an impact on the economics of airlines. It's the first thing that people say to us. So our own airlines here go, wish you could get rid of it, we could start growing. And why do we penalise our domestic flights? You know, if you think we all have family, relatives, we all have business opportunities across that water.
Now, Flybe's owners have agreed to pump more money into the business, and the government are looking into possible reforms to that tax. So should the government put climate change ahead of helping a struggling employer? Flybe employs thousands of people across the UK. What do you think? 03030 80 55 55. Malachy O'Hara from the Green Party is with me. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Good morning, Benny.
And the businessman, Frank Shivers. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Benny.
First of all, yourself, Malachy, I noticed your party put out a statement yesterday saying this is not the way to go. Your leader, Claire Bailey, said that a cut in air passenger duty would fly in the face of that commitment to actually tackle climate breakdown.
Indeed, Benny. And, you know, what we must do instead is encourage and incentivise different modes of sustainable transport rather than offer further tax breaks to the aviation industry. The aviation industry already doesn't pay tax on fuel. And, you know, the UK government has committed to reduce emissions by 80% by 2050. And aviation sector globally accounts for 2% of emissions. And it's one of the fastest growing polluters. And if the industry was a country, it'd be the seventh largest global polluter. You know, we've seen the recent stories in Australia. We've seen the flooding in Asia. We've seen the Amazon forests on fire last summer and autumn. That's the new normal unless we address climate change.
You say that, and I understand that many will agree with you in terms of climate change and the need to tackle it, but then people will say, well, Flybe, for example, is an employer. You know, they pay the mortgage of people that work for them. If you then let that go under without trying to do everything you can to help them survive, there are people, real people at the end of that will suffer.
Yeah, and Benny, you know, we don't want any jobs to be lost and we don't want any business to go to the wall. But in our way to address climate change, it's about a just transition.
But you can't have both, though. In this example, you cannot have both.
No, well, actually, Benny, you can. And actually, if we move to more sustainable transport, you know, we enhance rail infrastructure, we subsidise ferries, and we do that, that can actually create green jobs.
And again, I understand that point, but you cannot have both in that example. This is an airline we're talking about. You can't tell them we'll just start doing trains instead.
Yeah, but I think this is the opportunity for business to transition. You know, this is an ecological and climate breakdown that we're facing, and business needs to be innovative in how it moves to address those solutions. We all have our part to play, but business must play their part as well, and that's moving to more sustainable modes of transport.
Frank?
Well, I think you hit it in the head, Vinny. You can't have both. And I mean, air passenger duty is a trade tax on companies doing business abroad. And if you're a business person in Northern Ireland, you know, your biggest, potentially your biggest clients are in the mainland UK. So you've got to fly or take the boat. Now, the problem I've got is, and I mean, let's look at some of the facts. If PwC did a report on this, and they said a short-term boost of 0.45% in the first 12 months to the UK economy. What they said is the economic boost would be about $16 billion over a seven-year period and creating 60,000 jobs. Now, we can't have it both ways. I mean, as a business person, we're fully committed to to the environment and trying to do our best. We get inundated with red tape in relation to what we can do with our waste, what we have to do with our vehicles for the transport stuff. We've got congestion charges coming in. We've all sorts of stuff. But the facts are air passenger duty is hindering business, and Northern Ireland business leaders have been shouting this for decades in relation to it, and it needs to change.
Well, Benny, if I may respond to Frank, you know, and I appreciate that there's an economic or business argument for that, but did it look at the environmental impact or the climate impact of that short-term cut, that cut in our passenger duty? And I don't think it did. And I think that that is the new normal for us, that any of these types of economic appraisals or business cases need to also be looking at the economic or the environmental impact, because we are in a climate emergency. If we don't want the Amazon burning, we don't want the bushfires in Australia, flooding in Asia, flooding here in Ireland and Britain, then we need to change from business as normal.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I do quite a bit of work in the Midlands, so, or fly in the East Midlands quite a bit. Now, if and the routes have been cut back and cut back and cut back, and the airlines are saying it, you know, main contributor is the air passenger duty. So if there was not a flight going from Belfast City or Belfast International into East Midlands, my only chance of getting to Sheffield would be either to fly in maybe to London, to fly in to Manchester, and hire a car, and then sit in traffic for a couple of hours.
Or you could get the train.
You could get the ferry and the train, Frank, and I think actually, you know...
Ferry? Polluters. Yeah. I mean, shipping is the biggest, is a far bigger polluter to our atmosphere than aircraft are.
No, it's not.
I
think actually if we look at ferries, you know, they can carry a larger volume of people rather than flights. But the point about it is that we know that 15% of people in the UK take 70% of all UK flights. And we have proposed a frequent flyers levy, which would actually mean that the average person, like your eyes, any who are maybe going on holiday or going to visit a relative in other parts of the UK, that we wouldn't be exposed to that levy, but rather it would be on those frequent flyers. And that's
but
hard.
Is that unfair on people that travel? Different. I understand if people are jetting off to go on different holidays multiple times a day, but if you travel and fly for work, is that not an unfair extra tax then? Not only do you want to protect the APD, you want to bring in this other, this FFL, frequent flyer levy.
Flyer levy, yeah, but I think this is where business, you know, this is the private sector in particular always talks about its strength of innovation. You know, and there are opportunities to be innovative. And we don't need to do business as we've always done it, which is, you know, you have to be there face-to-face to talk to someone.
Yeah.
We can use conference calling. We can use, you know, we can use new technologies. We can do it different ways.
And does this not need more time? That greener approach from businesses, does that not need time to allow things to move, people to work elsewhere, businesses to change?
Well, I think that's already beginning to happen, and you see lots and lots of businesses are already moving in that direction. And I think that's, you know, those businesses become more ethical and more environmentally sound. They're doing carbon offsetting if they're using frequent flyers, and
yes,
I think that's really important.
Although those impacted if Flybe does or had gone under, you know, that would be an immediate change, an immediate impact on their lives, their business, whether they work for Flybe or whether it is a business that relies on it to connect to the rest of the UK.
This is where we need to be future-proof, because we know that things are going to change over the next decade, and this is why we need to be preparing in advance for different changes.
Okay, you know, let's go to the phones. Liam Archibald, good morning to you. I was going to call you Liam there, Liam. Good morning to you.
Hello, Vanny. I think when you're talking about here, in the overall context of the world where you have 8 to 10 or more major polluters, and that what you would be doing here would be minuscule. And as far as business people are concerned, it's not going to change the pattern, because they'll just add it on to the cost. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not going to change the pattern of flight. And the crazy thing about the pollution there, I think it was two Israeli scientists during they had this theory, but people thought they were crazy. And during the 9/11, when there were no planes flying, and that net curtain of pollution up there wasn't there, the Earth's temperature increased by 1 degree. So that was the world trying to correct the ozone layer and whatever else. And that's what the point, that when that pollution didn't exist, the Earth's temperature increased.
Frank Shivers, the air passenger duty, it's described as a green tax by some, and it raises, say, $3.5 billion a year. I think the cost for Northern Ireland is $60 million. So that $3.5 billion across the UK, that's vital for funding of public services, etc. So if we scrap that, where does that come from?
Well, again, referring back to the PwC, a conservative estimate, they said it would be offset with increased receipts. So they would get more tax. So the $16 billion, the 6% economical boost that we would get in the UK...
By more people flying because it's cheaper?
Well, not people flying because it's cheaper. There'd be more business done. There would be a lot more... There'd be a lot more profit, so then there would be a lot more tax paid. So they reckon that there would be a net gain of about $0.25 billion, and that's per annum.
So there's no environmental analysis of that, Frank. There's no environmental analysis of that impact. And if people are taking additional flights and being more reliant on short-haul internal domestic flights in the UK, that has an impact. You know, we know that... Aviation is 2% of global emission, and it's one of the fastest growing polluters. If it was a country,
one of the things
let's let him finish. Okay, Frank.
They tax all aircraft. So when you look at some of the British Airways and the various other bigger airlines who are investing billions of pounds in trying to meet emission standards that are being set for them and bringing in new aircraft and new engines, that tax, it doesn't matter whether you've got a multi-billion pound aircraft that has lower emissions than an older 20-year-old, the tax is still the same. So potentially there's an idea would be to tax the older vehicles, like they're looking to do in London with a congestion charge and the
and with cars,
sort of diesel.
Yeah, and that helps.
Okay.
You've got to look at it. Am I going to be polluting more if instead of a flight going to East Midlands, if everybody, 100 people are flying into London and hiring a car and sitting on the M25 for 2 or 3 hours, is that not bigger polluter than a flight that
okay.
just goes?
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Jenny, good morning to you.
Oh, hi. I'm all for climate change, but I agree with that, man. Look, there's a lot of people that work in London and work in the East Midlands and in the UK, and we need to work there. We need those jobs, and the cost of the flights is absolutely ridiculous. And people have families here, and you know they need to come back and see them, and then sometimes they can't come and see them because the flights. And the more you travel, the more it costs. And we should not have a tax here because there's, you know, a couple of airlines that have the monopoly on the tickets, and the more you travel, the more they put up your flights because they keep all your information. So, and also we want to get this place up and running, and we have potentially a wonderful, huge, enormous tourist industry here. And we have a growing city where we could get other businesses in. And your man's right that, you know, that all those people will be paying taxes. And if it was a really long flight, like thousands and thousands of miles, I can get that. But, you know, it's just ridiculous to say that people should go by ferry and train or whatever. How would you ever get any work done?
Okay. Jenny, thank you. We'll leave it at that. Frank Shivers, thank you. Amal O'Hara, thank you as well.